Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I got a good one for you today because we're going to talk about how they're going to take wastewater and put it right into your tap so you can drink it. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Ageless Multi Collagen, which I will talk about a little later. But first things first. California has been complaining about our drought situation for years. We had a three-year period where we didn't have that much rain, and it was really awful. And last year, we had the most rain we've had in over 20 years, and the drought basically disappeared. But it's funny, if you ask the water districts, they're not lowering their prices. They're still talking about how you need to conserve water, and it's worse than ever. And you just go, wait a second. Now, we're supposed to have 1 week of rain. We had a little rain this morning. You can see the clouds. And it's just supposed to get much, much worse. And we're supposed to have rain between now and Christmas. So fantastic. The Santa Clara County Water Board has just approved to take wastewater and turn it into drinking water and have it come out of your faucet. And that's insane. Now, parks like this, a lot of them, and roadways and different areas around the state, they take wastewater and they convert it and they make it so that it can be used for things like this. So you're not supposed to drink it. And when you break down, your car breaks down on the side of the road next to these parks and things like that, that's what you see is things like, do not drink this water, not potable, don't drink it, please don't drink, you know, it's just warning after warning after warning. But now they're going to take this. And when you read this story, it's ridiculous because we're going to get rid of all the pathogens that could create a problem from human waste being in the water. I'm telling you guys, I would rather drink the water out of this lake today and get a straw and suck on that than drinking, reclaimed human wastewater. Now, we have to do something, Dan, because it's awful. You know, you can't look at all these different inventions. There's an invention I saw last year at the Consumer Electronics Show where they basically was an invention that used the atmosphere and would create drinking water. And you could create so much drinking water for your house every day. You can't do that in grand scale, but you can take human waste and turn it into something you can drink. So I understand certain areas have tried this already, and Colorado is one of them, but what are you going to do? You know? What are you going to do? So there's an ice skating rink in Ontario, in the city of Ontario, California, that they use wastewater for the ice. Okay, well, skate on it, guys. Don't drink it. I don't see hockey players sucking on the ice and, doing that. So share your thoughts on this stuff. You know, you can't do desalinization. In the city of Huntington Beach, they wanted to desalinate water from the ocean, which there's kind of an abundance of. But the city of Huntington Beach said that the desalinization plant would be unattractive for the coastline. You can throw up hotels, you can throw up things like that, but a desalinization plant would just be an eyesore, okay? And it would save everybody's life. And they anticipated that it would be about 22% of the water in Orange County could be used by that desalinization plant. So now you're going to get to have, potty water, okay? So enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. But again, is this just wacky California, or do you guys agree with this? Something has to be done, Dan. I always love stuff like that. Okay. Couple things I wanted to follow up on. Think about this. There are houses now that are going for over half off right now, their regular price. A house sold in March of 2023 for $1.4 million in the Palm Springs area. And thank you, Dave, for sending me this story because it's absolutely awesome. The house got relisted on Zillow for, 1.4. They tried to get more money for it. Couldn't get it. Now it's listed for $635,000 because the end game is here. Okay? You're going to see these inflated prices where people pay these astronomical sums for houses that they're going to walk away from. Now, here is the thing. For those of you out there telling me that there's not a foreclosure increase, There is banks out there that are educating clients on how to post houses, how to get ready for the boom that's about to happen. It is anticipated that I spoke to a real estate professional today who anticipates that 20% of some of these mortgages never got forbearance worked out. 20%. So if you think about that, there are people that have not made a house payment in, again, almost 4 years. You think that all those people are just going to be able to sell the house and keep them? No way. And again, if you wait 42 months to make a house payment, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? The next thing is, it looks like there are 9 million people not paying their student loan debt right now. And it's well over, it looks like from the 3-year hiatus that these people got, it looks like we're easily looking at, 40% of the people are not going to have the ability to pay these loans. Do these people own houses too? Okay, what about the cars? What about everything they have in their lives? You're going to see this completely turn upside down. I don't want to walk in their fishing path. But share your thoughts on all this stuff, guys, because yes, you're seeing houses that are still going above asking price. Yes, you're seeing people still paying ridiculous sums for these houses. But man, oh man, is it going down? And is it funny that I've looked at houses and now you go back on Zillow, price drop $100,000, 100 days on the market. Look at this beauty, and it's just, it's crazy. And what people do with Zillow is they take the house down off Zillow for a couple days and then repost it. Change the information a little bit so that it doesn't age, okay? So share your thoughts on this stuff, guys, because this is just the beginning of all this, okay? So let me know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Ageless Multi Collagen. When we are young, we have an abundance of collagen racing through our system. As we get older, our system depletes it basically so much each decade that we get older. When we get into our 50s, basically we have 20% of the collagen that we had when we were in our 20s. You can do something about this. If you look at your skin and it's kind of crepey and you say, I'm just getting old, there's something you can do about that. Take Ageless Multi-Collagen from BioTrust, use the link below, and if you go to healthwithdan.com, you can save over 50% off the regular price. So many of you have ordered this. It is absolutely amazing, but collagen is essential for your gut health, your nail health, your hair health, your skin health. But for me, my joint pain has gone away. I've used this for over 4 months now, and it's the first thing I take every morning when I get up. But take a look at Ageless Multi-Collagen. Again, healthwithdan.com, they set up this great website for us. So many of you have checked it out. Sign up today, but take a look at the link below. You know, one thing that's fascinating is the layoffs. And if you have these large companies that have over 100 employees, they're supposed to give 60 days notice to laying people off. Well, Morgan Olson is a van company. They build the converted vans that like you live in, you know, the really nice ones. Well, sales are off, guys. No one's buying these really expensive vans right now. And Morgan Olson just announced that 3 days before Christmas, they're going to lay off 446 people. That's awful, man. That is just, hey, Merry Christmas, okay? So the company has an office in Tennessee, so they're laying those people off, and they also laid off just over 300 people in Virginia, so 745 people. Now, the company has been around since 1946, and they're done, guys. Now, the problem you have with this is that this is just the beginning of this. The layoffs that you're going to see after January 1st are going to be staggering. And when you talk to anybody that makes anything, they're just not selling it. And the problem with it is that you're going to see the banks and dry up when it comes to credit and how they're going to start cutting credit lines and reshaping the manufacturing landscape. Now, every time I mention things like this, I get sent tons of memos about how busy everything is and how manufacturing's turned around, Dan. Okay, I don't care what you're making. People need to buy it for it to be a viable company. So remember that. Which car company has the most auto crashes? Huh? Does this surprise you? Tesla. 23.5 auto crashes per 1,000 vehicles. Kind of interesting little stat. What's number two? Okay. Dodge Ram pickup truck. Well, those guys are always drunk, so you know that. So anyway, kidding. But fascinating. Great story below that talks about this. And again, as you look at this stuff, and you know, again, is this one more reason to hate Elon? It's kind of funny that they talk about this. I just think Tesla owners drive too fast. It's just my feeling, you know? So I thought it would be a sports car company or something like that, and it was the Teslas. The other thing that was sent to me is that people are getting cash seized at the airport from TSA. Now, when you fly on a commercial airline in the United States and you have over $10,000, you run the risk of getting this seized. And what's fascinating is that they are seizing amounts that are well under $10,000. And, you know, there's times that you have, you know, cash on you. Okay, you're traveling, you're going on vacation, you're going to Las Vegas. You're going to go places and you have cash. Well, there was one couple that drove a car halfway across the country, sold it to somebody for $32,000 in cash, and bought one-way tickets back home. Whoa, 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 this is really suspicious. Where are you going? Where are you coming from? And the TSA seized the money and they're not getting it back. Well, as I started researching this, there are law firms that's all they deal with is, did you get your money seized? What was the reason for it? And again, the best thing that you can do is if you're on these flights and you have cash on you and somebody asks you, tell them you've got the money. Because I haven't hopped on a plane that you can't, you know, you basically have to strip down and take everything out of your pocket. So if you don't take the cash out of your pocket and the x-ray gets it, they're going to nab you and they're going to take it. So isn't that crazy, guys? But they're seizing amounts to $2,000. What is this for? $2,000, guys. So kind of crazy. A lot of $5,000 stories, a lot of $6,000 stories. But everybody that has originally sent this to me was like, oh, this is for people that are doing drug dealing and nefarious things. And yeah, that's what this was intended for, was to stop that stuff. But if you sell a vehicle, you guys make photocopies of things and take pictures of things and record things, because as you transact business, you'd rather be, you know, prudent, and you'd rather think that something's going to go wrong and have a record of it in case something happens. Because if you do that and then something does, then you've got all the documentation in the world right there in front of you. But share your thoughts on this. Has anybody ever been stopped doing this? But I just think about all the people I know this time of the year that are traveling right now. And a friend of mine runs a cruise company. And hey, you know, I don't go on a cruise unless I can gamble on it. So I take the appropriate amount of cash. What is that? Is that $500? Is it $5,000? I had never asked. But the point is that imagine that being stolen on the way to Florida. What are you going to Florida for? We're going to hop on a boat. Oh, really? So again, does this happen all the time? Yeah, when you have law firms that's all they do is this stuff, you got a problem. So share your thoughts on this. And it's really weird how you're starting to see more and more of these problems like this, where people have to verify what they are, who they are, and everything. So let me know what you think about this. Are you guys concerned with layoffs right now? Would you drink reclaimed water? Yeah, I won't either. Some more banking news. Right now, we are seeing more and more banks close. California seems to be leading the way right now. Just had an announcement where there's 64 more banks that are closing right now in California. That's wild, guys. It's a huge amount of banks. And when you add it up, you're going to see massive problems around the country. And again, retirees and the poorest people get affected by these bank closures. Look at the story below, but also Regions Bank. Regions Bank is getting sued by Merrily Rosenblum because her computer got hacked going in and out of Facebook. And she was saying, hey, this is ridiculous, but she's suing them for $500,000 because she had $120,000 stolen from her account that she said wasn't just, and that she never authorized these transactions. So it's just a matter of time, guys, until you know you're confronted with this. There is a scam going on right now with gift cards. And there was a woman here in California that bought a gift card for a wedding shower, and she put $200 on it. The woman goes to buy things for her baby at Target, and sure enough, there's no money on the gift card. Now, what they do is they take the gift cards out of the store, and they change the code on it so that when you go and you pay for it and you put the $200 on it, the scammers get notified of this. And when the scammers get notified of it, they immediately take the money out. Now, earlier this year when we did Christmas in May, at one point I went and bought gift cards, and I went to the manager. I said, listen, I'm going to buy an abundance of gift cards right now, and I want to make sure it's all okay. And he says, well, what we do is we make sure when we sell these gift cards that none of them have been used or tampered with. Well, I'm going to buy $3,000 worth of gift cards. So literally it took an hour to do this for them to go through and verify each card to make sure that they were valid before I purchased them. Now, I'm glad they did. Nobody had a problem. But, you know, you have to be careful of this stuff, guys. You really do. Now, right now, there's more layoffs. And I just got this notice sent to me from Florida. Think about this. Florida's got, I want to read this to you. Monterey Mushrooms, which is a mushroom farm, 214 people are losing their job on the 13th of next month. Baker Hughes, 183 jobs. Jacobs Technology, 173 jobs. HMS Host, 166 jobs. And Interlogic, another 102 jobs on the 31st of next month. You're going to see layoffs galore when it comes to 2024. It is just a matter of time until these companies start to cut back. They're not making money. Think about it, a mushroom company. Are you not buying mushrooms right now? Of course you are. The restaurants aren't buying mushrooms. Everything is off, guys. Every single thing is off right now. So it's funny. I left the bird seed out, and the birds are making their way for it. So I'm going to feed the birds for a minute. It's starting to rain out here this morning, so I'm going to finish this video with just these last few stories. This is kind of good news. And by the way, Dr. Marvin is hitting it out of the park lately. First things first, guys, if you owe back taxes for the year 2020 and 2021, think of what was going on in the world during that time, and you didn't pay your taxes. The IRS is going to waive $1 billion in late fees. You got to pay the taxes, guys, but they're not going to seize your bank account or come after you. They will work it out with you. If you owe taxes, and you know if you do or not, okay? Don't ask, really? I'm surprised to hear that. I didn't file, you know? Yeah, you know if you owe these taxes. But 2020 and 2021, they're going to give a huge break to people. So take advantage of this. Talk to your tax professional immediately. But read the story below on what they're doing, because it's going to be a great deal for a lot of people that owe taxes. Next thing is the Texas Lottery has got a scratch-off ticket where you can win a trip to space. So some of the prizes, in addition to $1 million scratch-off prize, which would be fun in itself to win, I would blast off if I had $1 million scratch-off ticket, but you could win a ticket to space. Maybe you'll get to sit next to William Shatner. You know what I mean? So does that interest you? Maybe Jeff Bezos or, you know, Sir Richard Branson, one of those people will go up to space with you, okay? So check it out. Does that interest anybody, okay? Final story is a couple in France had a vase. It was an African vase that they thought, oh, it's no big deal. And an ancestor from the African tribe gave this to them. They're in their 80s. They had a garage sale to move and sold the vase for $165. Okay? The person that bought it realized that it was worth an absolute fortune and put it up for auction. And then that's when the French couple said, whoa, wait a second. Since going to auction, that's our vase that we sold for $165. This person took advantage of us. And they ended up losing in court, and the person at the auction house got to sell the vase for $4.6 million. So guys, I'm telling you, between this vase and the vase I talked about earlier this week, this stuff is out there, guys. You guys want to thrift and you want to find stuff like this, it's out there. But when someone has used the words ancestor, okay, to get something that's old, I would kind of look to see if something's worth more than you think it is, because there's times, guys, that we just don't realize what stuff's worth. So $4.6 million, that's enough to change anybody's life. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Join our email list. The link is below. We'll be sending out our Christmas card shortly for those of you that signed up for that. And very excited. But if you want to send me anything, hello@iallegedly.com. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And onward and upward. And would you drink the water out of this pond? Okay. I will gladly fill some up and mail it to you if that's something you're into. Okay. Because I would rather drink this than I would drink the wastewater. Okay. Share your thoughts on that one too. Okay. I'll see you soon.